All right, all right. So you're heading into work this morning. God, gotta love it, right? And you're going to see all your coworkers, and they're going to do things that just make you angry and upset. You just want to punch them in the face, but you can't do that because unless you work at a boxing place, you know, you'll get fired. Here are some things that were recently surveyed about office etiquette, and you can see if, like, you're in the minority or you're in the majority with how you feel about it. Let's start out with, is it okay to play music with headphones in?
I mean, yeah. What do you mean? Is it okay? Do you prefer someone to listen to music?
Do people think it's acceptable? Like, it's appropriate if you're at your desk listening to music with headphones in? That's acceptable.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, 94% of people said that's cool. So nothing big there. What about this one? Is it okay to eat really smelly food at your desk?
No, Joe.
No. I don't eat smelly food at
my
desk.
Yes, you do.
Bull. What do I eat over here in my little area that's
your tuna packets?
Where should we start? Tuna packets.
Everything.
Cucumber.
Your nasty
cucumber
fast food
smell.
Breakfast.
That is
you
one
are
of the most
diva
wretched
ass.
Smells in the world.
Cucumber smells. Are you serious?
100%. Okay, I don't think cucumber smells, but it's the fast food or the tuna packet.
That tuna creations packet.
I had a tuna thing like 6 months ago.
And we've never forgotten.
That you're still hung up on. You guys need to get over that one. Whatever.
Do we? What does the stat say?
It says that 63% of people say, no, it's not okay.
Exactly. Majority rules.
Yeah, you guys get hung up, though, like on one time right there, though. All right, what about this one, though, too? Is it okay to take your shoes off at your desk? No. But
I do.
I know, and your feet are gross.
My feet do not stink.
They're disgusting.
I'll take my shoes off right now, and if you smell them,
I'm not smelling your feet.
My feet don't stink, though.
If you take your shoes off, I'll throw them outside.
But I take my shoes off like every day. You've never even said anything.
The shoes. Do your feet detach? That's interesting. It's amazing that 56% of people say it's okay to take your shoes off at work. I'm sorry, but that is gross. Clipping your nails at your desk, I think we all agree, no.
No, that thing could fly anywhere.
No, dude. I've almost taken an eye out before. 93% of people said absolutely not. What about this one? Is it okay to occasionally make a personal phone call at work?
Yes.
Yes.
That's like insane. If you say no, you're a heartless wench.
51% of people say no.
Okay. They're all heartless wenches.
I think it depends on what you're doing.
51, you said?
Like, for example,
if you're like, hey, babe, what are you wearing? No. But if you're like calling your kids school.
But it depends, though. Like, I think you could take a call at work. But even us, like right here, like if you got a personal call, take it outside of the studio so we all don't have to hear it. Like, you can still be at work.
You've taken personal calls like in here before. It doesn't bother me.
I know. But like, I try to take them outside most times, like in the hallway. Like 9 times out of 10, I'll do that. Now, if we're actually like about to go on the air or so in like 30 seconds, I'll do it in here. But, you know, you've had stuff where it's like, okay, I got to get my oil changed or my eyebrows done.
So
take it outside.
Is it bothering you that much?
No, but like when we're trying to do stuff, it's kind of rude. That's
what
people say. What
are we trying to do? We're doing radio.
Alex, it's only 51%. I demand a recount.
It's only 51%. That's
just the popular vote, not the electoral.
Should you make your cell phone so it doesn't make noise all day when you get text messages? Yes, you are notorious for leaving your stuff on all the time in here.
Wait, what? What do I do?
You leave like, I don't know if it's probably your laptop, but like whenever you get a text notification or an email, it's like bing, bing,
bing. I'm not. My stuff is always off.
I don't know. Half the time it's on.
What?
Like right now it's probably off.
It's off. It's always off. Yeah. I don't even keep my phone on a ring like in my everyday life. Like it's always on vibrate.
Is putting your feet up on your desk acceptable? Kind of going to the shoe thing.
I do that.
82% say no, it's unprofessional.
I can't do radio unless my feet are up.
I work with some very unprofessional people here with stinky feet.
I need them up.
Is it ever okay to eat a coworker's food from the office fridge?
No, never. And why would you? That's so gross. Who knows what their kitchen is like?
Well, no, here's my thing though. I think that also could include like maybe if they did something like a lean cuisine. Like it's packaged, there's no way it's already been touched before.
You don't know if they've cared for it, if they kept it in a backpack for like 6 months
or something. It kind of melted into frosting.
It kind of warmed up in the summer in their car and when they got groceries.
I never
thought about that, but that's them right there. And is it okay to pass gas in the office? Liv the Web Girl would probably say yes because she's always farting.
Stop this up.
Well, you have a very gassy butt. So.
It was one time. People don't forget.
Yeah, no kidding. If I'm going to have tuna held over my head for bringing it in one time, we're going to have your butt farts.
Yeah, but Wait, you bring in smelly food like more than once.
Yeah. What? What
not,
food?
The tuna might have been one time, but
let's
like
let's go over that, my food list. My food is right here. I have got
yeah. This
a
is
thing
because
of
Joe's journey. This
but
is this only is, the last 2 weeks.
I've
right.
Got
exactly.
Orange.
What
I've
happened?
Got nuts.
What happened about all those days where it was like McDonald's breakfast?
Yeah. McDonald's breakfast doesn't smell.
Yes, it does.
What?
Any
oh
fast
my God.
Food,
go eat a salad. I don't
listen,
want to hear you.
Any hot food, no matter where it's from, it's not that the food itself is bad. It just it does have a smell when you're in a closed, confined space.
Everything
it's
has
very
cinnamon
pungent.
Cinnamon rolls have a smell, and they're delicious. I mean, everything has a smell.
Yeah, but fried food, no matter, even if it's chicken nuggets and fries, if you're in a small confined, think about if you leave a bag.
Chicken nuggets don't stink.
If you leave a bag of chicken nuggets in your car, what Ew. You get when you open your car Ew. After it's been there all night,
yeah, but
do
these
you smell them?
These aren't, of course, but these are fresh right here being eaten.
Anything with eggs makes me throw up. That's well, disgusting. That, and you will eat like a breakfast
you don't
sandwich
never eat
with
eggs?
Eggs. No, I do, but like the smell
yeah.
of it.
I have eggs every morning.
That's true.
It's a
I
good
agree.
Protein. It'll sustain you. I recommend it.
I know, but it kind of smells. And when it's not your food, it's like grosser.
Yes, that's what it is. When it's not your own food, that's when it's the
well,
worst.
It's just like a fart. When it's not your fart, it's going to stink.
When it
I'm
is
sorry.
Your fart, it stinks.
This all comes down to Liv. This whole thing
was
about you farting.
I was sick that day. I literally went home and
oh,
had like
tell.
An awful stomach virus.
Are you sure it was a fart?
Do you think it was a shart?
Okay, I didn't smell
her chair.
Oh, the chair.
I didn't smell it, so I don't know. But what I want to go back to is Joe saying, if it's not your fart, then it stinks. So does that mean you enjoy the smell of your own farts?
I don't necessarily enjoy it, but I can tell, like, I don't know if it's a sick thing, like Liv the Web Girl said, but I can tell when the fart, because it hits you so quick. Farts are so fast. They're very quick. I can tell the difference in the smell of my farts, and I'm like, okay.
That is insane. I'm sorry, but I'm not over here doing like freaking Breaking Bad chemistry over here on my farts.
Wait, but I will say I never have to roll down the window on my own fart, but I do have to for other people's
Isn't
fart.
That amazing?
Because it's
Isn't
just,
that amazing?
I think it does gross you out more because you know it's
right,
from somebody
right,
else.
Right, right.
But
for
like,
sure.
I wonder as a baby, like if the first time you farted, you're like, wah, my fart stinks, but then you get used to it.
That's why babies cry?
I don't know. I'm wondering, because like Liv said, if I farted, no big deal. I could handle it all day. Liv farts, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
These are the kinds of conversations I think people have when they don't have college degrees, and then they just sit around and talk about the chemistry of people's farts.
I thought
farts.
Liv had a college degree.
I
Besides
do.
Liv, none of us do. Uh-huh. I don't think Pretty Sir 1K does. Do you?
Excuse me?
Do you have a college degree? Oh,
I am a very high intellectual. Let's take a test.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like because
no,
Joe and I don't. Is
he's got a nice
only
GED,
live on the
though.
Show
oh,
that
we're
does?
Coming clean? No.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, okay. So 3 out of 4 of us don't.
There Liv, you go.
You have a
call me Dr. Liv from now on.
Dr. Yes. Liv. That's what we should have called. Use your radio
I'll
name.
I'll call you Dr. Pepper. How about that one?
Oh, I love that.